Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know there are fans that want to lose. Am I going to be upset or go crazy as I would if they were in the hunt or in the mix? No, I'm not. And if they lose, they lose. I'm just, we need to see some sort of development and positive direction for this team, because I think that's why we all hang on to hope. But we still have blind faith anyway, as Tom Withers was sitting in here 2 weeks ago and just saying, what is wrong with us? From Monday until Saturday, we sit here and shred the team, and then we wake up on Sunday morning with an epiphany that they're going to win, and we expect them to win no matter who they play against. And so for this team and their best interest of the future, they need to walk out on the field every Sunday and try to win. They will have two opportunities in the first round to try to gain a quarterback if that's what they choose to do. We all know that it's a 50-50 shot with whoever you get in that first round. End of story. Doesn't matter where you pick in that first round.
I'd say it's more like 66%.
You're absolutely just making that. There's no scientists.
I don't think it's 50-50. I don't think it's 50-50. If you go in the first round, chances are you're going to be a player in the NFL.
That's true.
Not a great player.
Oh, Justin Gilbert, for sure. Totally get what
you're saying. A great player.
No, yeah, I mean, Johnny Manziel, great. Like, totally. Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm not ripping you. I'm just saying, Jeff, there are a million examples.
So in other words, Andy, they drop into the 33% that I said might not make it.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
There's no guarantee. Go play the game. Try to win, and whatever happens, happens. Don't try to manipulate a situation.
Let your young guys learn what this is all about. This is how you win games. This is how you go through a season. This is momentum we're trying to build.
Yes.
I agree. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Jeff, you want them to win on Sunday, Jeff?
I do, but I for some reason, I just don't see it happening.
You don't see them beating the Jets?
No, because, here's the deal. First of all, a couple of things. Yesterday, you guys brought up one point I wanted to highlight. I didn't get a chance to get through yesterday.
Sure. It was busy.
You were talking about bottom third offenses, and you guys highlighted Carolina. I thought that was interesting, and you know what's weird about it, and it makes no sense to me. They're in bottom third, but yet they have a winning record. So riddle me that. That's
wild. That's who you play, right?
Wild to me right now, right? So I wanted to talk about Dylan Gabriel today and how impactful and how important this – I think this is the biggest start of his career, and here's why. You have a Jets defense that's dismantled. They just traded away a Pro Bowler on the outside and a defensive tackle. If he cannot get the offense going against a bottom third defense, it's time to make the switch if Shadur is healthy. I don't want to talk about it a bunch, but that's just my thoughts on that. Now, going into the Tommy Rees thing, which I thought was interesting, and I'm thinking about this a little bit differently than most people are. Stefanski turning that over, I thought, was interesting for the sole purpose that if Rees fails, Stefanski does have an out, because he can say, look, guys, I have the talent that Andrew Berry's given me. This is what it is. We couldn't be successful. Two different minds couldn't get it going. We need more talent.
Jeff, let me throw in three different. Because Ken Dorsey last year.
Yeah, Ken Dorsey had that in as well. Good point, Jeff. What I find interesting, though, is I don't think both of these guys make it out, but I definitely don't think they split the pair, right? Like, you can't say, Barry hasn't done a good enough job, let's keep Kevin, or vice versa. I just don't see it happening at this point. But what I do think is interesting is if Tommy Rees does well, then it really puts a spotlight on Kevin. Guys, I can't stand a head coach who calls plays and is on the sidelines. I've never been a fan of that. There's very few who can do it well. Andy Reid, McVay, great minds. Kevin has not been able to do it well. The offense has had one good season. Maybe you can count two on the playoff year, the second playoff year, where we've seen some promise. But again, it goes back to weapons. Not having somebody like Jarvis Landry or Amari Cooper, who were both on the downsides of their prime, although still highly productive, weapons, weapons, weapons. I keep saying this. If we get lucky and we find out Shadur can do this or one of the vets down the road, all we need to do is get a veteran to go with one of these rookies and continue to build on the weapon side. It sounds so silly and it sounds so trivial and easy.
Easy.
But it really is. Get us weapons. That's all you guys need to do. And it's so frustrating because I want them to beat the Jets. I'd like to see this season finish out somewhat positive. Defense is the only thing we're looking at and hanging our hats on and saying, wow, this is going great. You know, and all I can say is if we can't beat the Jets, this season is literally over before we even made it to Thanksgiving. And I said it's already over now, but over to Thanksgiving in the aspect that we can't even find a silver lining or a positive in this. And that's as sorry as it can be.
Jeff, thank you very much for the phone call. And that's exactly my point. This is pivotal. If you can't beat the Jets, you're in trouble. And I agree with you, Andy. You want to win this football game. You're not playing for draft picks. You can nail a draft pick that's at number 20, and you could miss at number 10. You know, so just win some football games. We'll definitely win this game and figure out what happens next year in the draft when you get there. Scott's in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Scott.
How you doing?
I love Dallas, by the way. Good city.
It's nice in Dallas. It's like 72 degrees. It's perfect weather here today.
Nice.
Hey, so just to let you know, I was you know, born and raised in Cleveland Heights.
Heights High!
I attended the Red Raid 88 game and also the drive. So a lot of history with the
Good
Browns.
Good res.
Yeah. So I have a theory. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I think it's crazy, but hear me out. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You have an offensive coordinator. I want that offensive coordinator to 100% own the offense. Like, and I want the defensive coordinator to 100% own the defense. And the same with the special teams coordinator. I don't see any relationship other than momentum swings in the game between the offense and the defense, right? No relationship at all. If the offense is on the field, the offensive coordinator is the game manager and all that. So I guess, long story short, I think you need to expand the role of the general manager. In this case, you know, Barry, who likes to hide out and not speak, but why do you need a head coach? I guess that's what I'm getting to. So I think you need to redefine the roles and make the OC own the offense, make the DC own the defense, special teams own the special teams, and general manager needs to speak up a little bit, but I don't know why you need a head coach.
Somebody's got to figure out if you're going for it on fourth down, Scott. Or is that what your OC is going to do?
That's the offensive coordinator. If the offense is on the field, he owns the game. And the defense is on the field, the defense owns the game. That's my thought.
Okay. I don't think it works, but it's an interesting concept.
So no one has tried it, so.
That might tell you why.
I know why?
Because it doesn't work. Wouldn't work.
Well, I don't know. What we have now doesn't work. And I don't want, like, Tommy Reese is going to be, he's calling the game, right? But he's really not. I guarantee you Stefanski's still, like, directing everything Tommy's doing. And so it's like, it's an offensive quarter in name only, in my opinion.
All right, Scott, thank you. I disagree with that. If Kevin wanted to call the plays, he'd have just kept doing it.
Yeah, there is a part of me, though, when it was that phone call, the it was that phone call, that there's a part of me that said, I wonder if Kevin's like, look, I don't have the talent. And if people think this, I'm the reason why this is going on, I'm going to wash my hands of it for the second year in a row.
You really think that?
I think there's a part of it that he's like, look, unless he is, but I do think he's genuine and truthful when he says, I will do whatever it takes to be better. And if he thinks that getting better might be him not calling the plays, then so be it. But I do think that he could be washing his hands of this and saying, okay, we're going to watch Tommy Rees do this, and now let's see what it looks like. By the way, if it doesn't work for him the way it doesn't work for Tommy, he's basically saying, we don't have the talent. That's what he's saying. And if neither one of these guys gets fired when it's all said and done, then maybe we go back to the initial thinking of what ownership was saying, that we've got to get my general manager's got to get more talent. We see what he did last year. Let's keep moving forward. And I think if we get our head coach more talent, we'll have a better opportunity to eventually reach the goal that we all want.
I don't think Kevin needs to say, well, somebody else do it. They can't do it either.
Yeah, I don't think it's being as childish as you're making it out to be. I think that there's a legitimate.
The way you laid it out sounds like, well, look, it's not me, it's them. Watch, he can't do it either.
Maybe he needs to see that it's not him. Maybe he needs to see, okay, it truly is the talent. I can't coach these guys up. And maybe you think a head coach's job is to coach them up. I do in some ways, but you can't make a B-list star an A-list star if they can't act. So you can coach them up all you want. If you don't have the talent, it's not going to matter how much you're trying to coach them up. When you coach them up, you're getting limited value, I think, out of athletes to bring out what they're really good at, but there isn't much more than that singularity of the one thing that they can do very well.
Dennis is in Mentor. Hello, Dennis. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Hope everything's well over there. Yes. I was telling your call guy, you guys have your tinfoil hats ready?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So, I remember a picture right after the Browns had drafted Shedeur Sanders. There was a picture of three guys. I think it was Barry Stefanski, and it might have been Dee Podesta.
Yeah.
Haslam.
Oh, was it Haslam? Okay. Two of the three guys had a smile on their face. Which guy did not? Andrew Barry. My theory is that Andrew Barry is telling Stefanski, dude, make it work with Dylan Gabriel. I think that Stefanski's probably been watching this guy since rookie minicamp. Now, from Daryl Ryder to anybody else, has anybody actually even said that this guy has any kind of tools to run a pro offense? I haven't.
We've not heard that he's ready to play. How's that? Doesn't mean he won't be ready at some point, though, Dennis.
So I've been arguing with people saying, listen, Stefanski's job is on the hot seat. He's in the hot seat.
You would think
I do. If this guy was ready to play, I think he'd probably be playing and saving the job of his head coach and his general manager. That's my thought.
Dennis, thank you. That's the question that I think everybody's wondering. Well, if he's not ready to play, why would you put him on the field? You know,
yeah,
and if you want to know why he's not playing, first of all, they clearly like Dylan better from day one.
True.
Okay, so he's going to get the first look, unless in practice they saw something different. Because once you're drafted, you're just drafted. You're in, and if you're better, then you're going to play. It's not like they invested a first in Dylan, you know. So it's not like there's a huge capital there investment. So they obviously don't think he's ready to play yet, or ready to be better than Dylan Gabriel yet. Maybe he will at one point. Maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.